We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we're beginning 9 lines from the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbana, Ger Shemol V'loy Taval. So now we have a sugya. There's a few things a ger needs to become a ger. First of all, he has to be kabbal mitzvahs. Second of all, he has to do a milah. Third of all, he has to do a tefillah in a mikvah. Those are the three things he has to do. Now, Shana is what's ma'akev, what's not ma'akev, and we're going to discuss now the milah and the tefillah. Now, the Yidden, when they went out of Mitzrayim, they were still had a din of ben noyach. And when they went out of Mitzrayim to Mekabel Torah, that is when they became Klal Yisrael. And we learn out from there how you become a ger. That just like there, they had a mila and a tefillah, it's a shayla what they had exactly, but we learn out from there, that's when we learn out the halachos of gerus. Because that's when they went from a ben Torah to a noyach, they Mekabel Torah, and they became Yisraelim or Bnei Bris, and therefore, we're going to learn out from there, whatever they needed there, that's what he needs for every ger. So, Tana Rabbanan, ger shemol v'loy taval. A ger didn't meet without tefillah. Rabbi Elazar, am I raised a ger? Why? She came and seen about v'sein shemol v'loy tavlu. You find that you don't find the passing anything about tefillah, but you see they did a milah. You see they did a milah in the days of Moshe, whenever Mitzrayim did a milah. And therefore, you see that milah makes them into Yidden. A milah alone is enough. You don't need tefillah. That's halacha. Raise a ger. She can continue. Rabbi Yisrael Shemal v'loy tavlu. Tavah v'loy mal. Rabbi Yeshua, I raise a ger. You only need tefillah without milah. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that's enough to be a ger. Tefillah alone, you don't need milah. She came and tino be in my eyes. The women who came out of a tribe, they became yidin. She tavlu. They did tefillah v'loy malu. And we'll see in the Gemara base. It says it has to be they did tefillah. How else did they? What other mice they do to become a yid? So you see, the tefillah works, and obviously they can't have a milah. So therefore, he holds tefillah alone is enough. So Rabbi Yisrael holds milah is enough because he learned from Avesenu. Rav Shul's tefillah is enough. Being tavel and mikvah is enough. Could learn from your wife. Spachom reimim tavel leimal mav leitala ain egerach yimal veyitval. Chom only need both. You need mila and tefillah. You learn mila and tefillah. You need both. Rav Shul nami neilt mavis. Rav Shul holds that it's enough just to have tefillah without mila. Why doesn't he learn out from the avos that you see in mila? And Rabbi Eliezer also, let's ask the other way, Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Nelef Miyamoyes, learn from Miyamoyes that Tfilah is enough, and I don't need Mila. I am Rabbi Eliezer, you're tiny, no way doesn't learn out from Miyamoyes. Vechite Mein Don Efshim Shi Efshim. Can't learn out there, it's Efshim. By Miyamoyes, you have to have a Mila, therefore it's enough to have Tfilah. Maybe by case where it's Efshim, you have to have a Mila. But that's not can't be Pshat Rabbi Eliezer, because we find Rabbi Eliezer holds you do learn out from an Efshim place. By Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Amen, Nain Le Pesach Doyrois, She'inei Ba Ela Menachulin. Never Pesach Matraim, never Pesach Dairus. First of all, how do you know that a Pesach Dairus that only comes from Chulin, you can't use Maisa Sheni money? We know Maisa Sheni money, you bring up to your Shlaim, you buy Kabbalahs, but you bought a Karim Pesach with that. So he says, how do you know you can't use Maisa Sheni money for a Karim Pesach? And it has to be that from Chulin. So he says, you know how you know? Because Pesach Matraim, there was no Maisa Sheni there, because they didn't have Maisa Sheni yet, they didn't go to Israel yet. So just like over there, in Mitzrayim, it had to be Merachulun. Here also Merachulun, that's his drasha. Never Pesach on Mitzrayim, never Pesach on Darius. Not Pesach on Mitzrayim, in Balam Merachulun. It only comes from Merachulun because you don't have Ma'aseh Sheni. The Pesach on Darius, in Balam Merachulun. Only comes from Merachulun. Omer Mekiva told Rabbi Eliezer, what are you talking about? How's that a good drasha? Because you don't know Efshim Shi Efshir? The Efshir, there was no Ma'aseh yet. Maybe Ma'aseh, you could use it. Omalei, so Rabbi says, no. Api Shi Efshir, Raya Gedarli, Himilim Mena. Even though it's the Efshir, Ma'aseh, what do you see from there? That comes from Chulin, and not from Ma'aseh Sheni. So you could learn out from there. So Rabbi Eliezer, you could learn from the Efshir. So it's back Shveh. Why can't Rabbi Eliezer learn out from the Yemois that Tefillah is alone enough for Geiris without Mila? So Gemara answers, you're right. Ella, maybe. Matov of Aloy Malkulay Apligi. Rabbi Eliezer and Meshua are not arguing by Tefillah without Mila. You could learn from the Yemois. Taka Tefillah alone is enough without Mila. The Mechaik is the other way. Kulam pligi, the mani, keep pligi, even mav loy tavel. Machlekes says if he did mila and he did not do tefillah, that's the machlekes of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Yalef, Eliezer says, Yalef Mavis. Eliezer says, you learn out from the avos that you see mila is alone about tefillah. Rabbi Yeshua avos, nami tefillah hava. Rabbi Yeshua holds no, by avos there was also tefillah. Menale, how does Rabbi Yeshua know there's also tefillah there? We know mila, it says in the pasuk, but how do you know tefillah? If the pasuk says, because the pasuk says in the parasha of Matan Torah, leichalom v'kidashta, yom malcha v'chibusu shemloisam, and you make a drasha like this. It's mashma. You have to be tovel the clothing. Umav makam shein ta'an kibus. Madach lesibava keri. Where you do not need kibus. Ta'an tefila. You still need a tefila. But keri needs tefila. Makam over here by the Matan Torah. Ta'an kibus. Ain't a din shetan tefila. Isn't it a first that isn't a klar that you need tefila? So maybe That's the raya. So Rishu is tinying that that tefillah also. Mar says, how do you know? Say if you need kibbutz of Bigdechem, you obviously need tefillah, because Balkari doesn't need kibbutz, needs tefillah. Zok demar, no. But Dilma Nikias Balmahu, maybe there was only on a kiyas Balma. That's all it was. Maybe it's only kiyas, only washing your clothing. Ella, that wasn't kibbutz, wasn't lashon tefillah at the table of Mtuma, means the kiyas. Elam Hacha, this is the right. This is the pasuk. Yichmo Shas Adam Yizrak Ala Am. It says they took dam. This is the end of parashah Mishpat. It talks about before Matan Torah where Moshe shechted the carbon and spritzed dam on the Am. The Gemiri, the Ein Hazav Loi Tefila. There's no Hazav out Tefila, which like Tosfos speaks out that there's a Kabbalah that before a Hazav you need a Tefila. And here they had a Hazav, so you need a Tefila. The Gemiri, the Ein Hazav Loi Tefila. So therefore, Rabbi Shua obviously holds that there's tefillah and milah. Now, what does Rabbi Eliezer do with this? You see there's a tefillah here. He's tying Raya from the Abba, that all they had was milah, no tefillah. So, what happened to this halacha? Give me your name, like tefillah. So, there's two ways to answer that. Either Tosfos speaks out, the Ramaschal Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of his klal in Azov like tefillah. He holds you don't need a tefillah before Hazah. That's one pshat. Another pshat is that Tosfos says that there's another pshat. The Targum learns pshat in the pasuk, Yichem Eishar is Adam, but Yisrael Kalam. Doesn't mean they spritz it on the It means they did a hazah on the mizbeach for the and not on the people itself. If I had on the people, you needed tefillah first. But here they were making hazah on the people, meant on the mizbeach, and therefore it's not a raya. Now, if you can ask me, where exactly they're saying the Torah did a milah? So it's really a makar in Yeshua. The Yeshua in Pasuk Yeshua says in Parakei Pasuk it says ki mulim hoyu kol ha'om ha'yotzim mimitzrayim, and yotzim is mashma that they had a milah b'shas they went out of Mitzrayim, and the pasuk Cheskel also says ve'ever alayich. This is talking about Tzis Mitzrayim ve'ereich b'mesayich b'damoyich, and the Lashon Rav b'damoyich teaches us it was dam Pesach and dam milah. So this is the makar that there was a milah. So we have a makar as a milah, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a makar for tefillah also. Rabbi Yehuda has no makar tefillah either, because he doesn't hold of ein azol tefillah. All he holds the pasuk of Azar is not talking about other people; it's talking about on the mizbeach. But Rabbi Yeshua, this is what we spoke about before, Rabbi Yeshua says, you learn out that tefillah alone is enough from the mois. Rabbi Yeshua, and everyone choose to Rabbi Lez agrees to this also, like we said before. Rabbi Yeshua, tefillah b'mois menolon. How do you know the tefillah b'mois? How do you know they were tevil? Zakta Gemara, svaru, dem kem, manich zakta koshina. How else did they go on the screen? They can't have a milah, so it must be they did a tefillah. Tosfos asked, I'll tell you how you know they had a tefillah, because of the hazah. So Tosfos says, Ulai, the word Bechlal Hazah, that's one teretz. Another teretz is that we just spoke out, that this thing that we need to know about Tevila by Mois has to be for Rabbi Eliezer also. And Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of the society of Enazav Lai Tevila. So therefore we need another Uraya, that there was a Tevila, and the Raya is from this, that we said, that M'kein, Manichzu Tachas, Kamfei Hashchina. Talk to Maravaita. Amr Chia Ba'abar Mi'echron, Lo'ulam Ein Eger, Atche Yimel V'yitfal. A ger is not a ger until you do both milah and tefillah. Like the Rabbanim before, we had a chagas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbanim. Rabbi Eliezer holds milah is enough. Rabbi Yeshua holds tefillah is enough, and Rabbi Eliezer also holds tefillah is enough because one of them is enough. And chamol both, you need both. So here we pass like the Rabbanim. Think about pshita. Yachav Rabbim lach Rabbim. We have a shayla. Yachav Rabbim. We pass like the Rabbim. So Gemar Ma'ach Chacham. Here it's not a Rabbim. This Chacham is Rabbi Yosi. The town of Rabbi Sarisha above Oma Malti veloy Tavalti. You have a guy who comes says I did a milah, but he wasn't tevil. So the halacha is that my tefillah oisai umar bekach. Tefillah is enough. He did a milah lo yishem geris. That doesn't count. So here he said, I did a milah, but it wasn't tevil. What should I do? So Rabbi Yehuda says, be tevil, and that's enough. Rabbi Yisrael me'ein matfilim. You can't. Tefillah is not enough. Yeah, because he has to have a milah. You have to tzarach lahatif meno dam bris. Rashi says you have to do a little bit tafas dam bris when you take a little dam from the makom of bris, because you have to do a bris. It's not enough. Tefillah is not enough. You have to do a bris. So Rabbi Yehuda holds tefillah is enough. And the Gemara is assuming we'll see. The Gemara is going to say that one of them is enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, ain't my tefillah. Lefikach, therefore, since for Rabbi Yehuda, one of the others is enough. We said either milah is enough or tefillah is enough. Lefikach, my tefillah and ger b'shabbos. Did Rabbi Yehuda. If we lied to tefillah and ger b'shabbos, because it's not a tikkun, because the milah alone is enough. The tefillah you don't need. Because Rabbi Yehuda said tefillah alone is enough. So we are assuming it means milah is enough also. So if milah is enough, so in case we had a milah ready, and you want to be tevil on Shabbos, not a problem, because the tefillah is not doing anything. The Rabbi Yehuda, he says, I mean, tefillah, and you can't do tefillah. Why? Because you need tefillah to make the person into a gavra. Tomorrow now we'll explain what we just learned. Amamar. Afikach matvilim ger b'Shabbos. Since it's enough with one or the other, therefore you matvilim ger b'Shabbos. Mar pshita, kim Rabbi Yehuda v'chad asagi. If one of them is enough, Sahicha the mala fanein if ready a mila matvilim. You could be tarvlim. Mila fikach. What's the chiddush? So tomorrow you need a fikach. You know why? If you just read the first part of that brisa that says that if someone's had a mila ready, tvila alone is enough. Maybe tvila is the main thing, and not that one of them is enough. Maybe tvila is the main thing. Either one is enough. Now, I'm going to ask the same similar question of Yesi. He says, Yesi, I'm a tefillah. I'm not a tefillah of Shabbos. Pshita. The kibbutz of Yesi is tired to be in. He says, you need both. Tukuni gavra of Shabbos. He says, you need both things. So, you can't, Mesach and gavra of Shabbos is also to do. So, the Gemara, I'm not a tefillah of Yesi, Mila Iker. The Iker is Achaz Mila. And the Hassan would not have all your Mila Faneno. They didn't do a Mila Faneno. Therefore, he said, do a tefillah. Avechad have a Mila Faneno. But if you do Mila alone, Ema Litval, Zeb, Shabbos, maybe you could do tefillah. Kamashon, there is a tarity boy. He needs both. He needs Mila and tefillah. If you do a Tavastav Bris and a tefillah, you need both things according to Rabbi Yaisi. And back to Gemara 4, he said, that's that Chum is, who's the Chum Rabbi Yaisi? Since it's not a Rabbim, it's a Yachid, you would think you don't pass like that. Kamashon, we pass it like that, Shita. Now, Tosis points out, the Chayra, why is it a problem to be toivel for Geiris on Shabbos? We find they allowed to be toivel for Tumah on Shabbos. Why? Because Nira can make her. It looks like it cooling off. So why is it a problem of a Tevila b'Shabbos for Geiris? So Tosis answers, Shani hacho, the boy shnei tamid ha'cham alamit sham, b'shas Tevila, lo idea ha'mitzvah. Since Tudum Micham is standing there to tell him about the mitzvahs, why he's standing there, therefore it looks like more Tevila shem Geiris, and therefore it's a problem of Tikkun Gavra, and that's why you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara Vayta, Omar Rabba, Uvda Hava Bei Rav Chia Bar Rebbe. There was a story by Rav Chia Bar Rebbe. Rav Yosef Masni, that there was another person there, Rav Yishaya Bar Rebbe. Rav Safra says there was a third Talmud Chacham there. Rav Safra Masni, Rav Yishaya Bar Rav Chia was also there. Three Talmud Chacham were there, according to Rav Safra. The Osla Kamei Gerah Shemol Vloy Taval. He came to get, he was Gemalt, but he had a mila, but he didn't have a tefila. Amalei shoyi kana lemachar. Wait till tomorrow. When tefalinach, we will be toivel you tomorrow. So shema mina tla. See three things from here. Shema mina geret zarach shloish. You need three people for geris. Because why does Rav Safra say there was a third person there? It's mash. We need three people. That's what he said. There was a third person there. V'shema mina ina geret shima v'yitvol. And you see, there's no geris till you have a mila and a tefila. Tosfos points out it's not a raya. You need a mila, but it's a raya. You need a tefila. That definitely. You need even if you have a mila already, you need a tefila also. That's the raya. But let's say you would have just a tevila. I don't know if you, if it's a raya, you need a mila. This guy punctus gemal. And the third shvamina ima tevila and ger belayla. They have to wait till tomorrow morning. You see, you couldn't do a tevila's ger at night. But neima shvamina nami bina on mumchin. Maybe these three tamid chama all mumchin. Maybe you see any mumchin. So I go, no, don't want the iklu. They punct three or mumchin, but doesn't say we don't see any way you have to have mumchin. Amr chia ba'aba amar beichon. Why taka do you need three, and why taka do you need it by day? Geritar gimel mishpat ksiv bay, because it says a mishpat, also mishpat, says in the pasuk, mishpat echad yilachem v'la ger, and ain't mishpat vachas by gimel, and mishpat also has to be by day, and therefore, you have always halachas that has to be by day, and it has to have three, like Tosis points out, ain't mitfilin ger v'la, the mishpat ksiv bay, v'af mishpat amal, chosh like a tchilas din, it's still considered tchilas din, just the tvila, and therefore it has to be by day.